What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bitch. Shut your f***ing mouth. I've had enough of you, you beast.
Beast?
Yeah.
How dare you?
That's a red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture, bitch.
Read about that in the New York fucking Post.
What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bitch. Shut your f***ing mouth. I've had enough of you, you beast.
Beast?
Yeah.
How dare you?
That's a red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture, bitch.
How dare you?
And we're back.
Wow. It's like we never left.
Love
guys, this.
So let's first get into Rashida's impact on the fashion community.
What's
so the story? Friend of the podcast, Rashida Renee, at Fuck Rashida, at Fuck Rashida everywhere. I think maybe it's at Rashida Renee on Instagram, but I'm pretty sure it's Fuck Rashida.
It's Fuck Rashida.
Anyways, so as you all know, she called out Kim Kardashian on the internet for basically copying every single thing that Naomi Campbell has pretty much ever worn in the public eye.
Yep.
Diet Prada then stole credit for this observation.
I mean, the Diet Prada stealing from Rashida thing has gone on for too long.
And then kind of backtracked and was like, oh, well, of course I got it from Rashida. Here's like me tagging her. and then, you know, Entertainment Tonight picked up the story, Vogue picked up the story, like all these different places picked it up. It became news. So Naomi Campbell was on a red carpet.
Now, Kim Kardashian recently shut down rumors that you two were feuding. How did that even get started?
Next question.
Okay. Congratulations to you. Well deserved.
I have to laugh. It's literally like such an I don't know her moment. Wanted to say, I could just keep going. What else do I got? Oh, yes. Did you see that Madonna is going to pay $5 million of her own dollars just to perform at the Billboard Awards to come back?
Listen, I don't know how hungry she is, but my God, when does it subside?
Did you see that video? Did you see the video where she's like sucking that man's toes?
I saw the screenshot. That's all. That's all I need to see. That was traumatizing. Also, that coming out at the same day as everything else was just so funny.
Well, the thing is, though, is like, so according to TMZ, she has been given zero assistance from Billboard to even be at the Billboard Awards.
she wouldn't be good for the views.
It's this Wednesday, MGM Las Vegas. She's been rehearsing in London for the past several weeks. Apparently, it's being billed as her most ambitious performance ever attempted on live TV. Oh, and it will be a set that includes holograms, CGI, and like dozens and dozens of live performers. They're also said that it will basically last for 7 whole minutes. All I remember is that dancer during her last era, like fully almost pushing her off the stage on accident.
There's a video, right?
Yes. Was that at an award show or at a concert? I can't remember.
I think it was an award.
I think so.
Yeah.
So anyways, there's that. And also, Kim Kardashian's sync has like fully become news.
Well, you mean like Twitter explore page news? Like that level, like Snapchat, like suggested?
Yes. So the locals are losing their minds over her basinless sync. And HGTV stars came out and talked to People Magazine
about
for a whole 300 words.
Wow. 300 too many.
To hypothesize how much her sync cost. I love capitalism content.
It's like, who here actually benefits from that information?
So, People Magazine reports her basinless bathroom sink reportedly set her back almost $40,000 for just the sink.
I actually would assume.
Tamara Day, who is an HGTV host, estimated that she probably spent upwards of $30,000 without the bells and whistles of labor, material, or higher-priced LA market prices. And she said, quote, "It's a tricky balance getting the slope just right without severe angles, so the water stays in one place. Only the best fabricator can accomplish this."
Well, because it's carved right out of one block of stone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, celebrity contractor Stephen Fanuka estimated the sink cost $33,000 for, quote, "the material, fabrication, and labor." He also said that the cabinet alone costs somewhere in the $15,000 range.
Can I just say, not only is that much money a crime, but also that is an exorbitant waste to make something that is just one piece of slab for a fucking kitchen, like for just a sink. And it's completely wasteful.
All of this.
In the extreme.
Of course. Just keep going. I mean, there's so many good scraps.
Well, I mean, I feel like I have to talk about this because it's just been so fun to follow. Can we just talk about James Charles's tour, like, information?
No, I don't know anything about it.
You were not following this?
No.
Oh, girl. Okay, so James Charles, in general, has been having a lot of drama online, of course, regarding his sister's tour, which that name was... Sisters.
T stands for The House. Now, this is by far one of my favorite things to say right now. Me and my friends are all obsessed. I heard about it from another YouTuber named Rich Lux. Basically, anytime something is very something else, you can say it is The House. That was the worst explanation ever. Oh my gosh, it is very, very cold outside. It's called The House. Ew, that outfit is so ugly. The outfit is ugly, The House. Well, this makeup look actually turned out pretty good. This makeup look is good, The House. The House is the new best way to put emphasis on any.
So fans were complaining that they were not able to get into certain shows, that they were able to get their tickets. I'm not there yet. that they were not allowed to bring their phones into the venue. A lot of his fans say they cannot afford the tickets because they start at $60 and go up to $500 if you want the pro VIP package. Also, people claim that they've been blocked by James Charles on Twitter for not being able to pay for or attend his shows. So he put a tweet recently and said
he blocked people.
He was blocking people who said that they were mad that his show was this expensive. So it's just hilarious. So he put a tweet out just this week saying, "Update ticket information, heart emoji. Hopefully this answers a lot of questions, comments, and concerns. I'm sorry that we disappointed many of you. We have worked very hard to put this tour together and want it to be accessible for everyone. An amazing experience, no matter the ticket."
An amazing experience.
And let me just break down, because it needs to be broken down, what the Sisters Tour is about. So, VIP tickets will be extremely limited per show. Over 85% of tickets available are general admission. There will be ticket giveaways on all my social media platforms in the next few weeks leading up to the start of the tour. The prices above reflect our prices. If a higher price is listed on a venue's website, that reflects the specific venue's added service fees or tax, which you are not in control of. Any policies in regards to infants or cell phones also reflect the policies set in by place of those specific venues. They are not our rules. I have no problem with phones at all, and my team is working to make sure phone usage is not restricted. I look forward to seeing you, meeting any of you on the road. Please reach out for any questions. Also, the recent tour that was coming up in Texas, babies have to have their own ticket and cell phones have to be turned into a facility before you enter, which is hilarious. So the general admission starts at $52.50. Again, this is apparently before the venue's added fees. I can only assume it goes up much higher. Apparently, your seated ticket, you get, of course, seated ticket show. Random general admission tickets will be upgraded to meet and greet the day of the show. So for VIP, $99. You get post-show meet and greet, plus a photo with James, preferred venue seating beyond higher VIP tiers, preferred access to merchandise after higher VIP tiers, and autographed exclusive tour poster. For VIP Plus, you get the same thing, but also a pre-show meetup. You get a goodie bag film with James's favorites, valued at $100. Chance to be brought on stage for interactive segments, and preferred venue seating, of course, to the sister VIPs instead of the higher, you know, the higher tiered one. And preferred access to merchandise after sister VIPs. If you pay the sister VIP, that is $500 per person, you get the pre-show private catered hangout Q&A with James, post-show meet and greet plus photo with James, goodie bag film with James's favorites, valued at $250. And a chance to be brought on stage for interactive segments, and a chance to get their eye makeup done by James. You also get front row seating and first access to merch and the tour poster.
Oh my god.
A lot of people in the Girls and Gays group are trying to find out what they do on these things, and I think they literally, people compared to DragCon, where you pretty much just like do witty banter, a little bit of a story, and like do someone's makeup for like 30 minutes and just like, you know, kiki during it.
It's very TanaCon.
You get only a chance to get on stage and another chance to get your eye makeup done, and you're paying $500 to be there.
500 doll hairs for this.
Not in a stadium. Not that many people
going. I also kind of want to talk about this.
What?
I was thinking just kind of about this, like, James Charles influencer orbit. Can we do an episode from one of these conventions? Like, can we find a way to get press passes to this? Or Could we do like a special Patreon episode next month where we round up the worst YouTube convention viral marketer tours that have
girls,
ever happened?
The girls will have to vote.
They'll have to vote. Guys, what do
we'll
you think?
We'll have to put that up.
Like,
there.
Imagine if we just like rounded up like TanaCon and like VidCon and the Shorty Awards and also
the Webby
like
Awards.
The Webbies. Or no, not the Webbies. What's the other one where the, oh, who is the lady? Caroline something? Oh,
yeah.
Who was going to do the like wellness conference and then like never showed up for any of it.
Oh, that's a good one. There's multiple others. There's...
Was I about to call her Caroline Stanberry? Like she's like fully on Ladies of London. and in Dubai. I have no idea. Also, I kind of want to talk about this thing that I kind of was unfortunate enough to stumble across. Are you ready?
No.
So I got an email from work. And I just want to talk about this for a hot minute. I want to just say, you guys, this is like a job I just quit today. So, I mean, I'm there till the end of the month, but like I have noticed a shift in these corporate office jobs I suffered through while I was trying to get my writing career off the ground that they basically were pivoting to capital farms for young artists that were sucking in creative labor without actually supplying anything of real note while using various financial schemes to basically keep themselves afloat, right? So I got this email and it said, "Dear staff, I'm very excited to share with you a new perk for our staff. In a nutshell, it is a financial coaching and employee loan program in partnership with Honeybee. I am setting up a kickoff meeting next week. Financial coaching is available to all active staff, regular, temporary, full-time, part-time contractors, and the loan program is available for active staff working 30 hours a week who have direct deposit and accrue vacation. This welcome video is a sneak peek at the program. Note, the video has instructions on signing up. You can't do this now, blah, blah, blah. In the meeting, we'll have a Q&A session with Honeybee, so look over the weekend and have your questions ready. Through our networks, we have heard positive testimonials, and we are so excited to make this program available to you."
Now,
so then I...
When I think about an employer offering employee services, I do not think about a money lending service, first of all.
So, let's just read the Honeybee's homepage.
I'm on their website right now.
When your employer partners with Honeybee, together we can help save you from unplanned expenses. Begin your path to financial wellness today. One, early pay. Short on gas for cash or groceries before payday? Honeybee will advance you up to $75 from your next check. Pay back with your next check, no credit requirement, and it's free. Extra week's pay. Unplanned medical bills or car repairs? Get an extra week's pay to help manage unexpected expenses. You will pay back over 3 months.
Oh, no.
There is no credit requirement to sign up, and you pay a $5 service fee up to $50. Financial coaching, blah, blah, blah. The Honeybee Promise. Over 100 million Americans are living paycheck to paycheck and are falling through the cracks in our traditional banking system.
Oh, yeah.
Our promise is to deliver safe and affordable financial products to all working Americans and provide tools that your workforce needs to become financially healthy.
This is so... like a mask, like it's like a disguise. Like they're trying to sell you financial freedom, but they're obviously just a in-house credit service.
It's a payday lending
There's
service.
There's no way the company's not benefiting from this.
Lawson,
aspect.
Are you ready for this even darker part? I looked up the interest on these loans. It can go up to 40%. So rather than paying employees a workable wage, these Silicon Valley companies are partnering with a payday lending service to make their employees go further into debt just to be able to afford basic expenses, when instead, maybe, I don't know, be smarter about how you run your business and pay your employees a livable wage.
That's like the summary of like everything we were talking about. Like, just pay your fucking employees what they're doing.
That's why
like,
I wanted to bring this up. I read this and I was like, are you joking? Like, is this a joke? Like is are it you crack so cocaine broke? That you're smoking?
Is it? Are you so broke that no one will even lend money to you? Let us do it for you and have it come right to your paycheck. Why wait?
Anything also, that says there is no credit requirement means that it is scam. Going to yeah. fuck you up yeah. and rake you over a bed of hot coals.
Also, what is so dark about all this is that it's like Uber and Lyft and all these other companies are like, we pay you each day, you know, like get your check right now. The reason they do that is because it puts you in this cycle of always getting cash from them that you then owe back. So if you falter, you pay the price and not them. In the end, they pay just as much money out, but in the end, they can make some money off of you. That's yes. all they want to do. And they want you in codependency and they want it so you That's can't leave your position. Money. They want it so you can't also leave your position. That's why these companies would partner with these kind of services.
Yes. So that you get so far into debt that wow. you need to keep working wow. just to pay your bills.
Wow, 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 wow. Girl. I have something.
Please go.
Did you see, I'm sure you did, about George Takei talking about that he pledges, you know, with the Unity Pledge, as apparently it's called, to not go negative
Alyssa
against
Milano
his candidates.
Really rotted our brains.
Hashtag I pledge to not speak negatively about anyone else running for president. Do you? So Takei originally said, will you join me in pledging not to speak negatively about any of our candidates? We don't know who the nominees will be, but they need to be as strong as they can be going in the election against Trump. And this is from a grassroots organization that I looked into, which is very interesting. They have this whole thing about a unity pledge, and they're called the Indivisible. And on their site, their main philosophy is about respecting other candidates and making sure the primary elections are about inspiring voters with their vision for the future, rallying behind the winner, which means that they'll support the ultimate Democratic nominee, whoever it is,
so
period.
Basically, what it is we are not going to speak negatively, and we are mm-hmm. just going to let the most powerful, richest nominees politic their way to the front of the pack and then support them and keep the elite status going, just as it always should have been in their eyes. It's just a way to keep the status quo, right? Like, we don't want to shake things up. Oh my God, the socialists are coming for us. Like, did you see that Joe Biden starter pack that was circulating around
yes,
the same time?
Of course.
Where it's like, he's anti-socialist, loves America, level-headed. It's like, so just rich asshole status quo.
What was it? The CEO of Comcast was like holding the fundraiser for Biden, like the most supports within the week of any nominee has ever made. I'm like, because he's in bed with Comcast,
like
the largest monopoly in America that is literally despised by every customer to have ever used their services.
Do you have anything
shocking?
Else on this?
I do want to note who apparently did declare their unity pledge, which I know is just literally bullshit. Like when it comes to the debates, you're going to have to save it.
We know Alyssa Milano is on this list.
Yes. Cory Booker.
Of course.
Pete Buttigieg.
Of course.
Julian Castro.
So the centrists.
Kamala Harris.
So the centrists.
Tim Ryan. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. You know.
Can I just say something funny about Bernie Sanders? Everyone really mm-hmm. is so afraid of his, quote, socialism, but listen. Warren's policies are technically lefter of Bernie's, and she's an avid capitalist. So when
shocking.
Everyone truly relaxes, like...
I don't know how we're doing on time, but this relates to something else I wanted to bring
up.
No,
we have so much time.
Okay. There is an organization that I also found out called Patriotic Millionaires. I found this out when I was reading about Abigail Disney. You know,
Love
you mentioned
it.
That in the episode.
Patriotic Millionaires?
Listen, girl. So Joan brought it up briefly about, you know, Abigail Disney getting like, you know, her inheritance check and,
yeah.
you know, Bob Iger getting like $65 million salary. I actually just watched, by the way, this is a complete side note from a side note. There's this fantastic series on YouTube that is the most like YouTube of everything called Defunct Land. And it's literally just a fully like professional series at this point that is like obviously not like podcast professional, but it's like YouTube professional. So it's like homemade, like what have you. And it's just stock imagery pretty much. But it's literally a like complete history of everything Disney's ever done that has failed, and the fact of theme theme parks, you know, like merchandising and advertising. And I was just finding out that, first of all, their company has an insane history with their CEOs. But Bob Iger started making $750,000 as a salary in the early 90s. And he's now getting paid up to $65 million, which is, of course, like 1,400 times that of like the people that work under him. Anyway, so Abigail Disney is a part of the Patriotic Millionaires, which is a real organization that fights for taxing the rich and the Americans and America's biggest companies. Abigail Disney specifically was supporting and talking about it when she was, you know, reporting about, you know, Bob Iger's salary. I looked on their website, and this is their values. And I found this very interesting. I am interested in what you have to say. So these are their values straight from the website. The Patriotic Millionaires believe the country will be more stable and more prosperous when all of its citizens are authentically engaged in the government process rather than ceding control to a small number of self-interested actors. We believe that the trend of growing economic inequality is both bad for society and bad for business. We believe revenue models that rely on human misery should be exercised from our economy. We believe the government should mandate a livable wage for all working Americans rather than relying on the market, which has failed to realize that the goal of the last 240 years of American history. We believe that a national living wage law will ensure a stable level of aggregate demand, which will fuel our economy more broadly, ushering a new era of prosperity for all Americans, including rich ones. We believe our nation's social and economic progress requires significant and constant public investment, and that the wealthy who benefit the most from our country, assets, and institutions should naturally and gladly pay the greatest share of whatever taxes are needed to support that investment. Every American deserves as much political power as a millionaire. Every American who works full-time should be able to afford their basic needs. Millionaires and large corporations who have benefited most from our country's assets should pay a larger percentage of the tab for ruining the country.
Can I say something now?
Yes.
What this is it's a bunch of millionaires who realize that the class war is coming, and they're trying to get ahead of it by pretending to be the good millionaires, even though we know that no one just becomes a millionaire, and there are countless people that were on your way to that. Just want to say that they consistently center the market,
yes,
and they consistently center capital, and they consistently center job prosperity and the want to do good jobs.
Yep.
So basically what they're saying is we can't continue exploiting workers because it isn't going to make us much money for much longer. So we need to treat them with a basic level of decency, not a livable level of decency, just a basic level of decency, so that they do not get so angry that they stop producing the goods that made us millionaires in the first place.
So where I see the full disassociation from what they're discussing is when it says, this is when they're like, you know, mantras, every American deserves as much political power as millionaires. Now listen, I mean, I don't know how in the 240 plus years of American capitalism that money is not going to be tied to power and politics. They are 100% all within the same thing and are all sharing and basic each other.
The thing is,
I don't know what they're trying to say.
Patriotic Millionaires is an organization, I'm sure, created, funded by, and ran by millionaires seeking to influence the political system.
Imagine,
perfect illustration of this point. Imagine if a group of working class people got together and had the same organization. Who do you think is going to get farther in the race to legislate this?
Well, and again, there has not been one election where the person that won did not spend the most in their campaign.
The ruling class, using the powers of the ruling class for occasional good, does not in itself denote any level of the ruling class still needing to exist, right? Like, that's like saying, oh, well, there is this group of people that collectively all benefit from the fact that they are millionaires and get to have all the things millionaires have. But there's like three millionaires who are trying to do a good thing. That doesn't negate the fact that there are all those other millionaires who are still bad, and the system that created them is still there.
Well, I've always said this, the people that are the millionaires are very small compared to the billionaires, but it's the millionaires that allow the billionaires to keep doing what they're doing while the rest of us suffer because they're in a comfortable state. If you are making even just a few $100,000 in America, you are living an infinitely better life that will serve you much better in health and in mental like capacity than the rest of us. Just
you know
because
what
of your
would
access
truly
to
rock
healthcare.
The, you know what would truly rock the millionaires' logic? If we actually applied the logic they think they exert over the political system in actuality, because in their mind, it's we have the most money, therefore we contribute the most. therefore we should hold the most amount of power in our political system, when in actuality, the people that contribute most to this country are working class people. And if we had all of the power and the working class was stripped of it, it'd be much different. I kind of also want to talk about, just to kind of round out this fabulous topic of capitalism and, you know, labor. Did you see...
Don't tell me you're going to say what I think you're going to say.
You already know.
I heard... Go.
Did you see Bobby Burke of the Queer Eye cast doing Charmin toilet paper advertisements?
I did. You know what? I did.
So...
I definitely
there's
did.
There's a photo on Instagram.
That's a large amount of toilet paper.
Bobby Burke is packing a suitcase. He's the one that does all of the labor, by the way,
First of all.
And... Here's a quote, and I'll describe the picture to you. If you know me, then you know that I travel more often than I am home. Hashtag ad. But being on the go doesn't mean that I should have an unpleasant experience. I suggest you pack your own toilet paper, and not just any toilet paper, but Charmin. They've got your backside covered. I know. I'm on a roll. Hashtag always on the go. Hashtag enjoy the go.
I actually want to die.
So this photo,
it's so awful.
He is
awful.
Packing a pair of jeans and a white button-up into an away suitcase.
I was going to say, it's away, isn't it?
Yes.
It has to be.
He has a pair of white Converse in the suitcase, and then a four pack.
That's so much.
Of Charmin toilet paper.
It takes up like half the suitcase.
Taking up 2/3 of the suitcase. 2/3 of your suitcase is rolls of toilet paper. Are you insane? Who is this advertisement?
He's not even
for?
Going anywhere. He's not flying out.
Lawson,
well,
Who is this for?
It's for the mothers that watch Queer Eye that are actually just into HGTV content.
Literally?
That's what it's for.
That's what I'm asking. Who is it for?
Who do you think follows Bobby Burke out of the people that watch Queer Eye?
No.
And then think about who they want to advertise
to. Why are you so mean, Lawson?
I'm not saying it's fair.
You're the meanest person I know. Who do you think follows Bobby Burke? Fuck you, Lawson.
I don't. Listen. If I wanted to get advertising on my Instagram feed that directly, I could follow anybody else.
And no, I mean, not to be this person, but just to bring up the best ad of all time.
Oh, don't. You don't.
Tan France.
Yeah.
Hashtag ad. What do adulting, commuting, bad dates, and Antony's surplus of banties have in common? They're bound to give you a headache. Just because anything can bring on a headache. Excedrin launched limited editions just for these relatable headaches.
Really,
so head to Excedrin.com to grab yours. Available in commuter, adulting, and bad date editions. TBD on the band tees one. And it's a photo of Tan and...
My favorite photo. The gigantic Excedrin bottles, right? Like the size of a small baby.
Large Excedrin bottles in front of a living plant wall that has Excedrin on it.
Communism?
Communism. I think communism
is... Careful, we're in America.
I think communism is
misunderstood. I think we should do the next question.
Yeah,
that also tells you who Tan's followers are.
Oh, God. And of course, he's in ripped jeans, white sneakers, and a Lacoste polo.
Can I say one thing about all the content we just made with this episode and the other? We didn't even talk about Taylor Swift once, and I'm going to stop it at that. That's it.
Oh, God. It's almost like if you stop paying attention to Old Navy commercials, they stop paying attention to you.
I will shout out the Girls and Gays group for posting Brandon Urie's, like, erased past.
Oh, yeah.
That was fantastic.
Love you all. Do you have anything else?
No.
Good. Because I'm really hungry.
It's so hot in here.
Can you make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
We don't have any jelly.
Oh, right. Why don't we have any jelly, Lawson?
Because you don't go shopping with me. Thought you got me, bitch.
You really turned that around on me in a way that felt personal.
Who's driving this minivan, honey? At that Costco, honey? Gold member supreme.
No! Guys, I just want to say, if you want to know the kind of girl that Lawson is, Listen, tell them.
Here she goes, because she lost. She has to attack.
Tell them you're after Costco routine while one of us is waiting in line.
What?
Literally, lost.
You mean what? Getting a hot dog? Fulfilling my American dream. $1.50 hot dog.
The first time I ever hung out over a weekend at this house, you guys went to Costco.
We have groceries.
And you came back and you had a full box of hot dogs that you distributed to everyone in this house.
Oh, that was at the, yeah, that's whenever you want. Yeah.
Yes. It was
$3.50. Sometimes you get two when you're hungry.
Literally, Lozen strolls up with old hot dogs.
I've tagged myself to that at that Costco food court. Sunday brunch, honey. That's what it is.
I just
your boyfriend
say, though,
does with me all the time.
The speed at which you whip into that Costco parking lot in your Honda Fit.
I know what I gotta do. I know what has to be done.
literally buying your mega tubs of Jiffy peanut butter.
Listen, when I was there last time and they didn't have the chunky, I was like, I can't bring this home. I can't come back in this home.
You knew I would actually go.
And
on
I'm
the
so
attack.
Happy. I'm so because it was put somewhere else and I found it.
Well, when I thought you forgot butt wipes, I fully almost lashed out in a way that would have hurt your feelings.
Right next to the studio. I can actually see them practically outside this door.
Well, don't dox my butt wipe efficiency.
We love butt wipes.
I mean, listen, gays, if you're not using butt wipes, that's why you fleet.
Real tips.
Wipe your ass with something that cleans it, please.
Don't you feel like you're so happy for, supporting this podcast? We just get you endless information that you need to know. Wow. Thank you, everyone, for being here and donating and getting this fantastic content. We don't have to do anything formal, right? We can just dip. We're done.
I think we're done.
Can we go?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Suck my dick. Can you imagine if that's how we just ended these?
I was like, Jesus.
No.
Attack! Wait.
We have to think of something to say.
Oh, yeah. We can't just do the normal, outro.
Okay. Okay, here. Let's do a game.
We're going to do this right now.
Let's do a game.
Okay.
On three.
Okay.
Say whatever it is that you think we need to say.
Okay. I got to think about this.
Three. And we'll just say it at the same time, okay?
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1. Wow. Ciao. Wig. I feel that already.
I hate you.
Okay, let's try this again. Okay, give it a sec. 3, 2. Oh, fuck, I don't have one. I lost it. Okay, one more time. 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
Hi, my name is BB Rexha.
I can't do this.
I'm in the studio doing something I've never done before. I've partnered with Lay's exclusively.
I'm just letting this happen. I'm just going to let this be what it is.
I love you.
Love you too.
Okay, bye.
Can we really go?
Yeah, okay.
We're actually leaving now?
On three, we're just going to say K bye.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. K bye.
What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bitch.
Shut your mouth! I've had enough of you, you beast!
Beast?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Bless a red wine in a sweet shop. I think you get the picture.
Bitch. How dare you?
What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bitch.
Shut your mouth! I've had enough of you, you beast!
Beast?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Bless a red wine in a sweet shop. I think you get the picture, bitch.